everybody, this is Master Ty from Master Ty's Combat Calisthenics. Today we're about to get athletic. That's right, y'all. In today's episode, I happen to be on a call with my man, with my brother in Christ, Dr. Will, you know what I'm saying, master teacher and preacher, and he's going to be giving you that health and he's going to be giving you that wealth. So stay tuned. You're in for a treat.
Thank you, Dr. Ashley, for just allowing me. Tonight, I'm so excited tonight. I've been listening to this brother for a while, and YouTube, and he has podcasts, Facebook, looking at a lot of posts, and I'm so excited. I am humbled to introduce this remarkable man of God. He is the founder of Life Management Center in Dallas, Texas, and the author of 50 books. The founder of Egoless Club, which stands for Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economics Scripturally and Scientifically. He is a doctor of theosocentrism. Let me say that again. Theosocentrism at the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. His philosophy is a spiritual yet scientific and practical. Now put on your seatbelt and get ready for this special lecture for cohort number 2, Paradigm Mind Shift. I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Will Rogers, who will talk about thy own self be true. What is your truth? Dr. Rogers, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. Thank you so much, my brother.
All right.
Thank you for this opportunity. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, brother.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to come on your platform, and also thank you so much to the host for giving me this opportunity to break bread with you this afternoon. It is a powerful, powerful place where we are at right now due to the fact that we are engaging in establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. We have a mandate, as you know, my brother, and as your listening audience knows, there is a change in the air, there's a change in the atmosphere, there's a change inside of each one of us, and the change starts with each one of us making that transition. I've been very, very fortunate to have been in and through a lot of adversity, which has uniquely qualified me and yourself to be in a position where we are able to bring light and to share light by transforming ourselves first and then transforming others. And so I've developed this system based upon the Greek word kleros and another Greek word kleronamos. So I've combined that word kleros and the word economics to get kleronomics. And so kleronomics is a new behavioral science. It's the behavioral modification that is based upon cosmology, based upon biology, and most importantly, based upon theology or the Word of God, and what we call esoteric texts. And so, brother, I want to thank you so much. I didn't know, did you just want me to go ahead and continue with the lecture? Or were there specific questions that you wanted to ask and you wanted me to ask?
We want you to go straight into the lecture, Dr. Rogers. Please, we are all ears, and we are eager to hear what God through you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I do really appreciate that again. So going directly into it, the most important thing that is addressing us as people, especially melanated people, especially I would like to say, you know, children of God, is that we have a disposition that is a disposition that is not based upon Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24, it talks about all of the calamities, the wars, the rumors of wars, and things that is to come. But it says nothing will happen until the kingdom of the gospel is preached, until the gospel of the kingdom is preached unto all of the world. And that word kingdom is basileia in the Greek. And that word basileia means dominion. That word dominion means a brain that is immersed in a specific disposition. And that is the disposition of the lion or the tribe of Judah. That is the disposition of a king. It's not a place. It is a mental disposition of royalty. And until we change our mental disposition from that of peasant to that of priest, until we put on the mind of Christ, like it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, in a form of God, and not consider robbery to be equal with God. And so everything started and is based upon what I call behavioral modification. And so I've written 50 books on this topic that deals with all of the biological proof, and I could spend hours, as I do with all my clients and with all of my lectures, breaking down the biology of the temple. I have a book that's 600 pages that gives biological proof of the Hashem, which is the hyaluronic acid that's inside of the body that contains laminin, which is a molecule that's in the shape of the cross, that is a gluon that holds the body together, the same way the Word of God, and the same way God is in Christ, holding the entire world together. So in other words, the Bible is about the biology of the body, and the biology of the body is about the Bible. And so the Bible says that, do you not know that your body is the temple or the Ruach? So I start with changing the entire mindset of every client and every person that I come in contact with, because that's how God changed my mindset. I was licensed and ordained. I was preaching. I was pastoring. I was doing, I had over 58 different jobs, 23 different businesses, and they were all failures because I was lacking what the Bible calls dunamis. And dunamis power is where we get the word dynamite. And so without that dynamite, without that dunamis power, because it is the tone in your voice that determines the frequency of your choice. And so what's happening is hope deferred makes and waxed the heart cold. The people of God are tired of church usual. The people of God are tired of hanging on and coming back next Sunday for your blessing. The people of God are tired of these weak jelly bag preachers who don't understand the didactic teachings of Christ. Christ eternal within the body. That's what the scripture says. And so the Bible says in the book of John that anybody that does not believe that Christ came in the body. So I have a book called CSF that breaks down the cerebral spinal cord fluid that explains what happens when the Christos is raised up. Now, there's some esoteric, just because the world took it and demonized it doesn't take away from its effectiveness. And so I get back to teaching, and everything that I teach, I can put.
Amen.
And it talks about that. And that ability to understand how all this works in harmony. Not only the Word of God, but the biology and also the cosmos. And that brings about a change in the behavior of men and women. And in order for us to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship with ourselves, with Source or Prime Creator, and with other people, is we have to start from the basics. And so I start with everybody with understanding Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 that tells us, and I'm paraphrasing, to let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of dead works. And what it's talking about, it says, and it goes through the baptism, laying on of hands, all of the things that we preach today. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, 2, and 3 tells us not to do that. It tells us to go on to perfection. That word perfection in the Greek is teleos. That word teleos gets into the biology of the telomere. And the telomeres is what the 1% and is what the dominant culture is focusing on, because the only reason that we DYE is when the what we call DIE or die is when the telomeres on the DNA unravel. And so if you can get this word, because in the beginning was the word was with God and the word was God. So your word establishes your world, but it's not W O W-H-I-R-L-D is W-H-I-R-L. That gets into understanding the seven chakras, which line up with the seven churches in the book of Revelation, which line up with the seven blood types that's inside of the body. And so when you bring that harmony, when you start to harmonize the body, and then you start to harmonize the spirit, and then you start to harmonize the soul, and then the mind, the heart, and the gut, that three-stranded cord that it talks about in the book of Ecclesiastes is not broken. And that gives you the ability to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And it's this ability to, once you understand whose you are, then you can understand who you are. So we are the offspring of the king. We are joint heirs. We are royal priests. The Bible doesn't call us persons or individuals. Even the word human is only mentioned once in the Bible, in the book of Jonah. We are not called those demonic terms. Those are low vibrational terms. So we have to call ourselves. We have to change our language. We have to change our words. We have to start speaking the king's language. We got to start speaking the language of kingdom. And the language of the kingdom is the language of light. The language of the kingdom is a language of love. And once we start speaking that language of love and the language of light, then we start to transform our DNA, and we activate the crystal DNA. We are all Holy Grail bred engineers. The Holy Grail is the grid of our DNA. And our DNA is made up of four letters. Really, that's five, but for the sake of the argument, because that's what we're taught in biology, because just like there's four gospels, but really there's five, because the gospel of Thomas is not inside of the canonized Bible. So at the Council of Nicaea, they took out certain books of the Bible, so that way we are given a partial truth, so we have a partial existence. And so we have to return back to the fullness of the gospel, which is the kingdom. That the kingdom must be preached. And the kingdom is dominion. That dominion gives you the authority to call those things that are not as though they were. And once you start to establish that dominion, I take each one of my clients, and based upon something that is extremely important in every culture, and this is really important, and I tell all my clients, I got 10 grand that anybody can prove me wrong. The will of the divine attributes and characteristics of God is downloaded into the DNA of a man or a woman. That simply stated, the life optimization circle that I've done and that I do for all my clients is a circle that has four numbers in the center and 12 numbers on the outside that represent the law of 12. That gets into Christ and his 12 disciples. That gets into the 12 zodiac signs. That gets into the 12 months, the 12 inches in a foot. It breaks down. This is called the law of 12. And so these are divine attributes and characteristics that was given to us, that was loaned to us, if you will, by God. We are an individual expression of God on earth. Let me say that again. Because we got to stop calling ourselves, you know, I mean, we got rap music that refer to women as, you know, B's and H's, which is ludicrous. Because until we start speaking right, we cannot start being right. Because who you be is what you beam. What you beam is how you bond. So based upon quantum physics, we draw two things that are a frequency match. And this is frequency resonance or frequency magic. So if my frequency is low, meaning if I have thoughts of evil, I'm vibrating on a very low vibration. And I'm going to draw to me people who think like me. That's in the hood, we call that, you know, hey, we vibing. We are, you know, connecting. The same thing happens spiritually. And so the ability for you to understand what some cultures, and again, this has been demonized, the word black sun, chakra vimana, which is, I posted on my Facebook page, I've been talking about that lately because they found this circle And the word circle comes from the word kirka. The word kirka gives us the word church. And so there is a church inside of each one of us, and it's, each cell is an individual expression of God on earth. So we have so much untapped power, so much untapped potential. So what I do is I try to sit down with people and help them to see their God-given giftedness, their divine attributes and characteristics. You can't be what you can't see. That's why the Bible says where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. If you show me a man with no vision, I will show you a man that has no self-control. Because vision is the mental image of your destination that is engraved in your mind. And we cannot make up our vision. We've been predestined, if you will. When you did not select the day of your birth, that date establishes the path that you set based upon the month, based upon the day, based upon the year, and you can also add in the place, which gets into the ley lines of your birth. That establishes certain divine attributes and characteristics that, and I've done thousands, as Brother Tyrone knows, thousands and thousands of these. I've never had one client or one person who did not agree with what we discover when we simply break down what the world calls numerology, but what I call alphanumerics, or biblical alphanumerics, and I have a book that breaks it down, or theomathematics. Because numbers are not numbers. Numbers are actual symbols that contain divine substance. This is called sigils and then are runes in the ancient text. So the ability to understand and break down that when you make the letter A, it's more than just a letter A. It contains an attribute and a characteristic of the divine. Once you understand that, and once you accept that, that does something to your DNA. It actually changes the DNA. This is called epigenetics. So epigenetics is the ability to say something with your voice. The Bible calls it declaring and decreeing. So we can call those things that are not as though they were. So I can say that I am wealthy, even though my body may say something different and my body must line up. I can say to that mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea. And that mountain must get up and move. As long as I have dunamis power in my voice, that doesn't come from a particular person. That comes from a particular position. Now, the position comes from the person. So we got the person of Jesus Christ. And everybody understands that. And, you know, whether we get it, as we all know, them, you know, the name is, you know, Yahushua ben Joseph or Yahushua, you know, the HaMashiach. And we can debate about all of that stuff. But the book of Revelation says that he has a name written on his thigh that no man and no woman can pronounce. Revelation 19 says that his name is the entire word of God. So I'm past the debate because that just wastes time. I'm interested in three things. Number one, faith. Number two, fruit. Number three, freedom. And if you don't have those three things, because when Yahushua walked past the fig tree and it had no fruit, he cursed it and it died. So I'm not interested in debating. I don't debate. If you want to, you know, people, especially, you know, us, you know, Negroes, we love to debate. We love to argue and discuss. But nobody's producing any results. So with my clients, I ask them to judge me on the IMRs. IMRs is immediate measurable results. Because the word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. And it is the son of the thought and the intents of the heart. I don't care what you got, it's not more powerful than the word of God. So we got the biggest gun in the fight. But we walk around afraid. Why would we be afraid if God is all-knowing, if God is all-powerful, if God is all-present, and if God is all-simple, and God is all-benevolent, which he is? Then why would we be afraid? God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And so it's time for us to start standing on the word of God. We can debate But we can debate after we get faith in the Word. We can debate after we develop fruit from the Word. And we can debate after the truth of the Word sets us free. Because the truth will make you free. It doesn't ask. And I started off, I've been homeless 8 times in my life. I've had 58 different jobs. I've moved 25 times in a 25-year marriage. I've done so much crazy stuff. I've done things that I'm ashamed to even talk about. And despite all my failures, my life changed the moment I got behavioral cleronomics. So behavioral cleronomics is the ability to take the Word of God and modify people's behavior. Because we got medicine, we got a lot of different other things that a lot of people are trying. But for me, the thing that has worked with a 100% success rate is once you get true clarity. And this is, people are not clear, because clarity establishes something called confidence. That confidence gives you something called completeness. That completeness, all of a sudden, gives you something called consciousness. And it's this consciousness that establishes something called chemistry. And this chemistry, if me and you vibe, if we develop chemistry, I have no problem giving you my currency. And so currency is the medium of exchange, and it's energy. So I have no problem breaking bread with Master Tyrone, because of the chemistry that was developed. That way we can exchange currency. And that is the medium of exchange. So there is no such thing as a money problem. We may be mismanaging our energy, and our energy is our energy. So the word energy is the I-N-N-E-R-G. That is the inner God. So E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy is I-N-N-E-R-G. And if we manage our energy, that establishes our energy, and then we can defeat any entity. Any entity that steps towards me is stepping towards source. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And once we understand that it is not me, the Father, source, prime creator will make our enemies our footstool. So we have one issue, and that issue is a lack of clarity. But the question is clarity of what? So I do for all of my clients, I do an 800-page diaconia report. And the word diaconia is a Greek word that means service or ministry. It's where we get the English word deacon. So in the church, there are deacons. And the deacon represents the deacons in a cosmos. So in the cosmos, there is what is called a D-E-C-A-N, a deacon. That is a house. The Bible says in my Father's house, there are many mansions. So even though there are 12 zodiac signs, the Bible doesn't talk about the zodiac. It talks about the Mazaruf, which is the constellation. And it mentions in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 34, three of those constellations in specific, the Pleiades, Orion, and the Bootes, B-O-O-T-O-N. So it mentions those three inside of the Bible. And that's extremely important, because that gives us, because I have people talking about that cosmology is of the devil. I've heard Christians tell me that. When the Bible, clearly in the book of Genesis chapter 15, where it talks and said that the stars was given to us for signs and for seasons. I don't worship stars or numbers, but I do exactly what the Word of God tells me. Use it for a sign. A sign for what? A sign to tell me, if I'm driving and I see a stop sign, that tells me to do something. So the stars are telling us to do something, but we're not doing it. So I break down a diaconia report for all my clients so that way they know exactly what to do. So when I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what to do. I don't have to try to find. I don't have to go. I'm not a human doing, because I'm not even a human. I'm a spiritual being. So there's too many humans doing stuff, and there's not enough spirits being stuff. So once we find who we're designed to be, and that's not by choice. The book of Jeremiah says that source God knew you in your mother's womb. He predestined you. So what we're doing now is we're not doing what Yahushua did in the garden when he said, Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So the Luciferians, they're doing their own will. I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father who sent me. But I have to find out what is it. When I was a young man, and my mentor was Dr. Miles Monroe. And I looked him in the eye after I read his book, and we went to a leadership class. I said, okay, Doc, what exactly am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to be? He couldn't tell me. And when he couldn't tell me, that caused some severe problems, because, again, if you want to find, or if you want to show me a man that doesn't know his purpose, I'm going to show you a man that is destined to destroy and cause a lot of havoc. And so I set out on that day to find my purpose. And when I found my purpose, since January the 1st of 2009, I've been teaching any and everybody that will listen exactly how to find your God-given niche, your God-given purpose. Because your purpose is your product, and your product is your portal. Jesus in John 10 says, he's a good shepherd. He stands at the gate. You look that up in the Greek, that means portal. That means gateway or doorway. So that's how, this is your purpose is your roadmap, back home, back to source, back to the kingdom. Without purpose, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time. You're going to abuse yourself, and you're going to abuse anybody else. That's why if you show me a relationship problem, I'm going to show you a man and or a woman that don't know their purpose. If you show me somebody that's not happy, that's unhappy on their job, I'm going to show you a man or a woman that don't know their purpose. If you show me somebody that got a disease in their body, I'm going to show you a man or a woman that don't know their purpose. If you show me somebody that is suffering from what we call ignorance, I'm going to show you a man or woman that don't know their specific purpose. So you cannot give a broad scripture to address a specific purpose. So what I do is I give people specific DNA, because your DNA and my DNA, no two people have the exact same DNA. No two people on earth have the exact same fingerprint. No two people on earth have the exact same spiritual ID. And so your spiritual ID, your DNA, is totally different from mine. So this is DNA level. Once you understand the DNA level imprint, this is the energetic imprint. When you come into this dimension, there is an imprint. In biology, it's called a codon. In ancient text, it's called a codex. C-O-D-E-X. But it's a codon. So you got to turn your codes on. So that's why without this ability to turn your DNA on, the DNA doesn't light up. And under a microscope, this is called biophotonics. It's also known as spintronics. Spintronics means that your chakra system spins a certain way. Your DNA lights up a certain way. The only time it does that, though, is if you speak the word. So if you listen to a tape with somebody else's voice, your DNA will not respond. Your DNA only responds to your voice. Your DNA only responds. The Bible says that my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. That word voice means vocare in the Greek. It is a specific frequency that unlocks the DNA, so that way the crystal light matrix inside of your DNA is activated. So when I talk, my diction and my tone affects people. It's pheromones. It's the same way that when a lion roars, it produces in the body of its
I think we're having some technical difficulties. Just give us a moment. Wow, This is so, so good. Just give us a moment.
What I call self-actualization, which is Christ actualization, which is spirit activation. And the way that you do that is I start with giving people all of their information. If you look at the word information, you're going to see the word information. That's how you go in and you form a nation. And this is extremely, extremely important, because in order for you to truly know yourself and be true to yourself, you have to ask yourself, what is truth?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bible says that truth will do something. The truth will make you free. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. Again, I'm paraphrasing. I didn't bring my Bible with me, but I got it in my head anyway. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 tells us that God himself will send you a strong delusion if you do not have the love of the truth. Notice it did not say if you do not have a love of a truth. That means there's only one love and there's only one truth. Now, this is extremely important, because when I talk about truth, everybody claims they got it. I can talk to a Buddhist, he got it. I can talk to a Muslim, he got it. I can talk to a Christian, he got it. I can talk to, you know, somebody who's a Lutheran. I can talk to a Mormon. You know, I can talk to a Jehovah's Witness. Everybody claims that they have the truth. They all got versions of it. They got different versions of the truth. Because one thing about the truth, it is based upon this word called aletheia in the Greek. So if you do not have the love of the truth, and the word truth means aletheia, and the word aletheia is total opposite of what most people think. The word aletheia is a Greek word that means objectivity and consideration. It gets right back to the golden rule. I love in the Gospel of Matthew when they say, okay, Jesus, can you sum up the whole gospel, man? You've been talking a lot. Can you tell me the whole gospel? And he said, yeah, I can sum it up for you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And then he said, the second is just like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. See, a lot of people talking a lot of stuff. But if you do not have the love of God,
mm-hmm.
For me, God is broken down very simply. G means generator. O means operator. D means destiny or director. See, we live in a world where we're taught that we go to school, and we went to elementary school, the word EL means God. Mentoring means mental. So elementary, now as all of my clients know, grammar is grammoria. Grammoria is grammar too. So all witches and wizards are taught grammoria. Grammoria is what they call grammar casting. It's called beaming. It's the ability to do spell binding and to do spells. So to cast a spell, one must fail. So we all are practicing witches and wizards, and we don't even know, because everybody went to elementary school. And elementary school is L, mental, but who's the god of mentals? The god of mentality is what we known as Thoth, or the Hoodie, or the green one. Now, we could get into Egyptology, and we can get into a lot of, you know, esotology, but at the end of the day, it comes down to, the Bible says you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. They said you should love your neighbor as yourself. So you start with yourself. You got to love yourself first. And as all my clients know, based upon, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton's great book, The Biology of Belief, Dr. Joe Dispenza has a great book called The Placebo Effect. Dr. Greg Braden has a great book called The Isaiah Effect. This is all the biological proof of the statement that I'm getting ready to make. This statement right here is the number one problem, especially in Black America today, and that is self-hate. There ain't a Negro on this planet that's not suffering from the psychological effects of slavery. That crop is in our DNA. It's in our cell membrane. But thankfully, we got something that can fix that problem, and that is the Word of God. But the issue and the problem is, when you suffer from self-hate, it's guilt. That's why I do not preach fear, doubt, and unbelief. Whether I, you know, and this is really tough because I'm looking at it again. My degree is in theocentrism. Theo means God. Centricism means center. So I went and I studied histology and cellular biology. And so really it's what I call theobiology. It's a theological, biological, basically overstanding. So I found God by studying the body, by studying the cells. Because God eternal within the body. So Yahweh means God eternal within the body. So I took the body and I went within and I found God. Now, I was already licensed and ordained and preaching, and I turned my back on the church and left. Because when I got to the top, I saw that most of the Negroes was about buildings. They weren't about people. They was building buildings. They were not building people. I wasn't interested in building no building. I was interested in building people because I was a person that needed to be built up. I was suffering from a lack of self-worth, a lack of self-value, a lack of self-esteem. And I'm not talking about flesh. I'm talking about spirit. I'm talking about my, and when I say spirit, I mean my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect. That five things that line up with Hebrews 4:12, which is the five layers that the Word of God affect. So the Word of God is a five-dimensional book. It operates on five dimensions. Because it says that the Word of God is alive and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. Has the ability to divide spirit, one, soul, two, joint and marrow, that's the body, three. Thoughts, four, intent, five, the intentions. The world we live in, based upon physics, is controlled by intentions. Man looks on the outward appearance, God looks on the heart and your intentions. So although you could be saying you love me, but your intention is to hurt me. So I'm worried about and I address the intent. That's called theocentrism because I want to understand what happens before somebody physically slaps me? Well, they have a thought. Okay, where do those come from? Well, thoughts come from thoughts. Okay, who's thoughts? Who's T-H-O-T-H? Add you in that, T-H-O-U. So I put you in there. So there's a lot of well-meaning individuals who love Egyptology. I love Egyptology too. But I love kingdomology more than I love Egyptology. Because I'm here to establish the kingdom. Because the kingdom, the king gave me keys, and these keys are to establish his kingdom. So I'm here to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. And the way I do that is by giving the people the same keys that the king gave me so that they can have kingdom. And the word kingdom, again, meaning having a sound disposition. What does that mean? That means that your brain must be immersed in the solution, not the problem. But a lot of people's brains are immersed in the problem. So when I have a client, I just left from a party talking to an individual. It was a birthday party for my daughter's my little grandchild, and all this individual was talking about was the problem. The past. Now, if you talk about the past, the Gospel of Thomas says, whatever you talk about that's outside of you, proceeds you. Whatever, again, energy flows where attention goes. So if your attention is on the past, your energy is going into the past, that's going to cost you your cash. Most people that have a financial problem, because remember the depth of your depression is an indication of your deception. I can tell a person who deceived by their mental disposition, by their mental state. Because the depth of your deception is evident by your deception or by your depression. So depression means a lowering of one mental state. How does that happen though? Oppression. Oppression means cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. It is perceived. It doesn't have to be real if it is perceived. So the enemy comes in and he oppresses you. Then that depresses you. Finally, he can possess you. But first, he's going to recess you. He's going to take all of your wealth. That's what happened to us as a culture, which is the African American community. We've been oppressed. I don't care what nobody says, our ancestors were oppressed. Once they became oppressed, that left them depressed. Depressed means the lower one. We used to be kings and queens. We lowered our mental disposition. Now everybody's B's and H's. Now everybody walks around calling each other the N-word. Yo, what's up, my N-word? What's up, my N-word? We used to be kings and queens, though. But we lowered our mental disposition. Why? We have to make room for a new disposition. That's Lucien Favre's disposition. But before that, there was a voluntary stoppage of normal activity. So when you was in elementary school, the bell would ring for you to go on recess, and you stopped working. You got up and you went outside and you went to go play. Just the problem within the African-American community, everybody's on recess. The bell has rung to come back in class. We still out playing in the playground. Negroes love to play. It's time for us to come off recess. Because many of us are depressed by a mental disposition that is not like what Philippians 2:5 says, that says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Meaning, we should have the mental disposition that is similar to our Father. Because the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. I never see a monkey grow up to be a giraffe. I haven't seen it. I've never seen a thing grow up to be other than the thing. So if we are, according to the Bible, we are sons of the Most High. We are joint heirs. We're royal priests. So we should operate like the Most High. The Most High is a creator. Like I tell all my clients, you should not live one day without creating something that day. We are co-creators with the creator. This is a creation. You take your time, you took in your energy, you set up this platform, and you created something that didn't exist an hour ago. So you are operating and vibrating as a creator. That's what everybody should be doing. Exactly what you're doing right now, exactly what we're doing right now, everybody else is doing, whether it's a book, whether it's a tape, whether it's a video, whether you walk across the street, you should create something that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. None of us are getting paid to do this today. We're giving of our time, we're giving of our energy, because our energy is our energy. My energy is connecting with your energy. And we are creating chemistry. And this chemistry is going to establish currency. You cannot have a money problem unless you have a chemistry problem. And you cannot have a chemistry problem unless you got a confidence problem. You cannot have a confidence problem unless you have a competency problem. You cannot have a competency problem unless you have a clarity problem. And you cannot have a clarity problem unless you got a vision problem. Because you can't be what you can't see. Since you can't see yourself, you can't be yourself. So I start with giving everybody not my vision of their life. I don't want them to go to school and learn something. That's learned behavior. I'm interested in source, what was placed in you inside of your mother's womb. Because you put on this earth to be, to vibrate. The creative formula is not be, do, have. The creative formula is give, receive, and have. So you give. Now the Bible says give, and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together. So the degree that you give, that's the degree that you receive. And what you receive, that's what you have. So the question is, what do you give? People tell me, Doc, I don't have nothing to give, man. So if you are alive and you listen to the show and you're breathing, you have something called divine attributes and characteristics. That is what we are designed by source code to give. The moment that we understand that statement, that's when our life changed. My life changed the moment I found purpose. Because before then, I had a bunch of words, but I did not know how to implement them. I was licensed and ordained, preaching on Sundays, turning over chairs, speaking in tongues, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, all that good stuff. And still I was dumb as a box of rocks. Why? Because nobody could tell me exactly what my niche is that gave me more energy than I put out. So your niche, there's, you cannot go on a sabbatical. You cannot take a vacation. Meaning, if you take a vacation and go on a sabbatical, it's not because you burn out. People ask me, what do I do on vacation? Okay, well, today, right now, I'm doing it, but Tyrone reached out to me, told me about this opportunity. I'm at a birthday party for my granddaughter. I'm on vacation. What do I do on vacation? Same thing I do when I'm not on vacation. Because that, to me, there's no such thing, because I'm on recreation. The word recreation means to recreate. I'm a recreator. I'm on a permanent vacation. Because I'm in a permanent state of recreating. I'm always creating. But once you attach yourself with your God and purpose, see, purpose is innate. Purpose is not something that you learn. Purpose is something that you're born with. Purpose is inside of you. In fact, it's so close to you that some people have difficulty finding it. And so that's why I come in, to assist people. And so I developed the life management system. I started with myself and my kids. And I started, thankfully I had a job that allowed me to do it, with a lot of new hires that coming in. Then I went into law enforcement. I went into corrections. And I had I reduced the recidivism rate of all, as a probation officer, all the inmates that was in previously incarcerated individuals that normally they would get out. 6 months later, less than 6 months actually, they were right back in prison. And then all of a sudden, that changed. All of my clients, none of them was returning back to prison. And so my supervisor started noticing that. They started asking, so what are you doing differently? And I told him, I developed my own system. Well, what is your system? Well, all of my clients, I set them down and I got their name that they was born with on their freaking birth certificate. And I asked them the date that they was born. And I asked them their blood type. And I asked them the ley lines, which is the place of birth, because the earth has dragon lines, blood lines, ley lines, that are electromagnetic centers that activate the electromagnetic frequency in our body. The way that it works is the body has what is called an ASMR. And all my clients know this. That is the automatic, or what we call the lymph nodes. But your ASMR is a system given to you by God. It is the automated sensory meridian response. Automatic. Your heart beats how? Automatically. Your kidneys function how? Automatically. Your lungs are taking in oxygen right now. There's nobody that's thinking about breathing. How is that possible? Because it is done through the automated sensory-based meridian lines. You have 12 meridian lines in the body that match up with the 12 cranial nerves in your brain that form the circle of Willis. It is a circle. It looks like a little man sitting in the top of your head. That is the crown chakra. If you go to Google or your favorite search engine and you look at the human anatomy, just type in circle of Willis, W-I-L-L-S. Those are 12 cranial, they meet. That's where King Arthur, the round table, comes from. So once the 12 cranial nerves get the instruction from where? They're 12 zodiac signs that are not zodiacs. They're constellations. It is a constant installation. So the word constellation that it talks about is out of the Bible. That's why the church demonizes the zodiac sign. Because they know, the knuckleheads at the Council of Nicaea, they understood the power of the moon and the stars on water. That's why we're 80% water. So that's why we have a high tide and a low tide that is controlled by the moon. So we are influenced by the frequency and waves of planets. Everybody on this call is from a different constellation, probably. That is your star seed. We are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. We are one molecule away from what they call space dust or stardust. What's the molecule? Carbon. So we're melanin. That's carbon. Otherwise, we would be spirit. We'd be hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. So they add in carbon to trap spirit. So we are a spirit trapped in a dirt suit. We're chained into this dirt suit that it talks about in Jude chapter 6. So my job is to assist everybody with returning back to their original, what the Bible calls the prior, your prior estate. There is a mental disposition that was given to you by source code, by given to you by God. And as long as you're operating outside of that mental disposition, then you will not have dunamis power. So you cannot call those things that are not as though they were. And your hope will be deferred, and it will wax cold. Hope deferred makes the heart cold. That's called depression. So if I tell you, I'm going to give you $1 million, but it's going to be 100 years, that time, from the time that I tell you until that 100 years pass, that's going to cause you a lot of anxiety. Why? The distance from point A to point B is too great. The only problem that everybody, if we want to use the word problem, that's not a problem, is we haven't been taught how to implement the Word of God in our life. That's pretty much it. A lot of people, everybody can quote the Bible. People can quote scriptures, especially black folks, man. We're the most church folks on the planet. We love doing church. So we should be the wealthiest people. Now, we got the best God, the biggest God on earth, but yet we're the poorest. We're the most ignorant. And not all of us. I know I'm not, can't make a blanket statement. But I'm just saying, in my experience, I've been able to travel around the country, around the globe, courtesy of the United States military. And when I was active duty military, I got a chance to be stationed in a lot of places. And everywhere I went, that was an east side, and that was a hood, that was a ghetto. And there was people that was not doing things. And now that's in all races. I understand that. But I'm a black man. So I talk to black people primarily. My message is for everybody. But again, I am for black people because I'm black. I'm not against anybody. I just happen to be for people that look like me. Now, I'm for everybody. But I want to make sure also that I'm for, because everybody else takes care of their own, I want to make sure that I'm taking care of mine. I want to make sure that I'm helping the people that actually need it. And the one and the most important thing that we need is what is called wisdom, the implementation of knowledge. We all got a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of wisdom out there in the area of wealth. There's a lot of wisdom in health. There's a lot of wisdom in relationships. But now it's time for us to understand, how do we implement that knowledge? So my brother, we want to do a question.
So this is me, Master Todd. You know, I hope that you enjoyed listening to Brother Will, Dr. Will Rogers. If you're looking forward to reading his some of his books and other information, just make sure you send me out a question, a comment, you know what I'm saying, a message. Once again, it's MasterTy29 on Instagram. And you can also reach me on Facebook, Tyrone Randolph. Okay, guys, I hope that you enjoyed. All right, until the next episode. All right, let me know how you liked it. And I'll talk with you on the next episode. Peace and love.